Here's an interesting question. Some actors gain or lose a large amount of weight to play certain roles in a way that seems self-destructive physically. And he gives the example of Christian Bale, who got fat and emaciated and back up for different roles. If the actor believes that he is doing what is necessary to advance his career and challenge himself as an actor by subjecting his body to such stresses, can doing so be regarded as consistent with his rational self-interest? In my opinion, this may surprise you, in my opinion, yes, that can be totally consistent with rational self-interest. I think Americans are obsessed with achieving 100% safety in anything they do, otherwise they're not pro-life. That's part of the reason we have this wildly litigious society, where if there's 1% or 0.1% risk in anything, the person gets sued. You know, these people brought out the Superman cape for little kids, and the kid jumped out the window, and they were sued because they didn't write on the cape, "This is not a real cape and can't fly." There was a risk. Now, that to me is really, really bizarre. I think, now, going more seriously, many rational careers involve risks, and a lot worse risks than the one this questioner cites. Risks that come with the territory, but that do not disqualify the person. In the police, in the army, in a rescue business. I'm just reading a book about rescue pilots in World War II and what they went through to rescue downed pilots and their crews in Greenland under the weather conditions. A real risk if longevity, not life, but the continuation at the price of omitting all risk. If that were the standard, that would be impossible. You couldn't have anything like that. You have to keep people, you know, in a little crate so they wouldn't slip when they walked on the street. You know, the old actors in the 30s and 40s that had to smoke during the movies, well, they were risking. They didn't know it, but nevertheless, they were. I think the issue is this. Is the danger necessary to a rational field? And if it is, good luck. Where I would draw the line, it is suicidal. You are doing something that, with all the evidence known, is death. You're jumping into a tsunami to save your elderly aunt. I mean, that is bizarre. That is beyond anything. So you have to distinguish risk versus stabbing yourself in the heart. I can't tell you where the line comes. But certainly, going up and down in your way is not good for you. True, but that's not taking arsenic. And if it gets the guy good roles and gets noticed, and he's getting to a certain age, absolutely I'm in favor of that. I mean, I wouldn't advise it, but I don't criticize it.